The Christina Borgeson Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Adam Lanza eliminated. Eliminated. I'm talking about the alleged Sandy Hook shooter, the young man who was reported to have caused all those deaths during a massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The massacre that Alex Jones was recently nailed in court for claiming it was a hoax. So what does Adam Lanza eliminated mean? Does it mean he was killed? Well, all official reports say he was dead by the end of the shooting. But that's not the kind of eliminated this show is going to be exploring today within the context of Sandy Hook. Today, my guest is investigative reporter Kelly O'Meara, and she has, arguably, covered Sandy Hook and other school shootings more deeply than any other reporter in this country, if not the world. She is, if not the only, one of the rare journalists who has read the entire thousands plus page Connecticut State Police report on Sandy Hook. She's actually read it three times. And that's where she found the words Adam Lanza eliminated over and over again. So what does it mean? She's going to tell you about that and other information in the report that very few people even know about. Kelly is an award-winning former investigative reporter and the host of the podcast Don't Ask That Question with Kelly O'Meara. As a reporter for the Washington Times Insight magazine, she penned dozens of articles exposing the fraud of psychiatric diagnosis and the dangers of the psychiatric drugs, including her groundbreaking 1999 cover story, Guns and Doses, exposing the link between psychiatric drugs and acts of senseless violence. She is also the author of the highly acclaimed book, Psyched Out, How Psychiatry Sells Mental Illness and Pushes Pills That Kill. Prior to working as an investigative journalist, O'Meara spent 16 years on Capitol Hill as a congressional staffer to four members of Congress. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, Christine. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so I think first we should start with not eliminated in the sense that we're going to talk about it today, but Adam Lanza, the reports on how Adam Lanza died are very interesting. Could you talk about that? Let's talk about that first.
Sure. And we do this pretty briefly. There were two sections in the Connecticut State Police report that deal with how Adam Lanza died. The medical examiner states, and I quote, "It was an intraoral gunshot wound with extensive injury to skull and brain," unquote.
That means he
put the gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger.
He ate the gun,
he
as
ate
they
the
say.
Gun.
Yep.
And this is important, right? This is what the medical examiner is saying. However, if you look in the same file and dig through the documents, there's another report, which is a scene report, the first people on the scene. And so this is what this person says on the scene. "I observed an obvious injury to the right side and top front portion of the shooter's head consistent with bullet holes. This hole was consistent with having been worn by a shooter." He's talking about the hat that Adam Lanza was wearing. "At the time, the shooter received a bullet to the right rear lower portion of his head, which exited out the top forward position of his head and hat." Now, this is important. Right rear forward portion of his head. So that means they're telling us this on the scene person, first into the building,
first person to see him dead,
says that the bullet went from the right lower back portion of his head up through the top of his head. Completely contradictory to what the medical examiner wrote in his report. It also says that the Glock, which is what they report that Adam Lanza used to shoot himself.
That's a handgun, right?
Yes, it's a handgun. It says this pistol had numerous attached hairs to the front sight area of the pistol. These hairs were consistent in color with that of the shooter's hair. It says the trajectory. Locations of blood-like stains, tissue, hair, and the shooter's body are all consistent with the shooter standing and facing in an east direction at the time of receiving the self-inflicted gunshot wound to the right side of his head, unquote. So, what do we have? We have two different reports.
First of all, we have a hairy gun.
Yes.
End of the gun. Well, so that, I mean, unless he has hair in his mouth and no human does.
Right. And that's so that's a contact wound to the back of his head where he had hair. I mean, that's clear.
Right.
So again, this is a major problem in a report.
Now, wait a second. I don't know. Self-inflicted from the back like that?
Right. It's very odd that anybody would shoot them, if they're going to shoot themselves, intraoral sounds like the way to do it. Most people do. To the right side of your temple, probably. But to the back, right, in an upward motion, coming out the top of your head, that's very, very strange.
Well, it's an awkward way to hold. Well, I guess it's not that awkward. But anyway, the point being,
there are two versions of how he died.
Right. And that's in the official report.
In the official report from the Connecticut State Police.
Okay. So now let's get to Adam Lanza eliminated and what that means in the context of the ballistics reports.
So what I'd like to do is kind of go through a few of the ballistics reports. And by the way, this was not easy to find. You literally had to go through this report with a fine-tooth comb to find these documents because there was no index. In other words, they just threw.
They didn't point you to anything, that's for sure.
No, they didn't point anybody to anywhere.
Right.
You literally had to read every single page of this report in order to come up with these ballistics reports. So anyway, in file 54, these are the latent print, fingerprint examinations. So they looked at the Black Bushmaster, which was the gun that was used to shoot the children. They looked at magazines for the Bushmaster. They looked at magazines for unfired cartridges. They also looked at an envelope that they removed from his house. It says, for the young students of Sandy Hook Elementary.
It was addressed to the young students of Sandy Hook Elementary?
Yes.
Oh.
There's also a Christmas card with a handwritten note inside. There's also the Savage Mark II caliber rifle, which was reportedly used to kill his mother.
Yes, we have to remind people that he killed his mom.
Prior to going to the school, reportedly.
Yeah. Reportedly killed his mom and then went to school and killed, okay.
Right, drove to the school and killed the kids and teachers in the school. So it says the findings of all of these, there are no identifiable latent impressions found on this evidence. So in other words, there are no fingerprints found on these particular pieces of evidence. But we're going to get even more specific.
So that's no fingerprints found on the guns that...
On the unloaded Black Bushmaster, on the Mark II 22 caliber rifle that he apparently used for his mother, on the letter of the Sandy to the Sandy Hook kids. But we're going to get a little more in-depth into this.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So that was for fingerprints. Now we're going to talk a little bit about...
So no latent fingerprints. What does latent mean in any way?
It just means no fingerprints.
Okay.
That were left on these objects.
Okay.
So then we're going to look at... let's jump a little bit ahead here and look at the DNA. Because they did fingerprints and they DNA and DNA on all of these pieces of evidence.
Okay.
And so this is the DNA report for the 22 caliber Mark II caliber rifle, which is what he apparently used on his mother.
Okay.
And so out of all the things that they swabbed, the trigger of the rifle, the pistol grip of the rifle, the shoulder stock of the rifle, the cartridge chambered round, the feed area and side of magazine, cartridges from the magazine, the envelope stamped to the kids of Sandy Hook Elementary, the Christmas card. It says Adam Lanza was eliminated. Eliminated.
Yeah, you see here, swabbing trigger of rifle, Adam Lanza eliminated. Swabbing pistol grip, Adam Lanza eliminated. Swabbing shoulder stock, Adam Lanza eliminated. Swabbing cartridge chambered round, Adam Lanza eliminated. Swabbing feed area inside of magazine, Adam Lanza eliminated. Swabbing cartridges from magazine, Adam Lanza eliminated.
And then it has this very interesting thing, the envelope that was a letter to the students of Sandy Hook Elementary. They had a DNA hit for a convicted felon in New York. Now, how did a convicted felon in New York get his finger or his DNA on this envelope in his house? This is where they removed it from, okay?
Now, so, wait a second, though. Why did they remove this particular envelope? Was it in his bedroom or something?
No, but it was a letter to the children of Sandy Hook. That's why they...
And what was in the letter, did they say? Okay.
You know, that's a whole different issue that we don't want to go down that rabbit hole on this particular show.
Okay, good. No, we just want to do forensic evidence.
And then they go, the swabbing... by the way, Adam Lanza's fingerprints were not on that piece of evidence, the letter to the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Also, both sides of the Christmas card that they took from the house, Adam Lanza was eliminated. So again, this is why we're saying Alex Jones, whatever he said, the bottom line is there are serious questions about this investigation. When you read the actual ballistics report, it seems odd that Adam Lanza would be eliminated as having any DNA or fingerprints on that weapon that killed his mother.
Yeah, it's not like he was a professional killer or anything like that. But wait, I'm interested in this guy from New York. Did they ever identify him publicly?
No, they never have. They said they were going to continue to look. But we're going to get into that in just a few minutes.
Okay.
So then we have a swabbing that was also done of the .22 caliber cartridge for the Mark II rifle that he used on his mother. And it says Adam Lanza is eliminated. However, someone else's DNA profile was obtained, and they will search the database periodically to see if they can find who it is.
So, now wait a second. Could you repeat that?
So, the .22 caliber cartridges that belonged to the Mark II rifle that was supposedly used to kill Adam Lanza's mother, it says Adam Lanza is eliminated, but there was DNA profile obtained, and that they will search the database periodically to find out who it belongs to.
Now, how many years has it been since...
Well, almost 20.
Yeah. All right. And I wonder how periodically they've searched the database and if they've found anybody.
Yeah. And again, these are questions that certainly Alex Jones's attorneys, you would
think
would be interested.
I think his attorney should be calling for that. Yeah.
So then we have... it says here a swabbing of the fore-end area of the rifle. And this is for DNA, again, on the rifle. And it says there's a mixture consistent with laboratory staff being included as the contributor to the DNA.
Oh my God, so they contaminated the evidence.
Right. So,
oh God.
So anyway, we go down and they also took DNA samples from the car. He drove a car to the school. And so they go driver's exterior front door handle, which is presumably he had to get in the front door to drive the car.
Yeah, he had to pull the handle to get in, right?
Yeah. So it says Adam Lanza is eliminated.
Wow.
Driver's exterior rear door. Adam Lanza is eliminated. And it just goes on and on and on.
Keep going, Kelly.
This
is the Adam Lanza eliminated show.
Well, then it says the passenger's exterior front door handle. They had insufficient DNA for that. There's just insufficient DNA for the rest of the handles on, you know, the areas of the car. So we have Adam Lanza is eliminated as opening the front door or the exterior rear door. Okay? He's eliminated.
That's the front door on the driver's side.
Right.
Okay.
So you go, okay, well, that's odd. How did he get in the car and drive to the school?
Yeah.
Right?
Or was he wearing gloves?
No, he was not wearing gloves.
Oh.
There are no gloves provided to the ME or for forensic testing, nor is there a face mask, by the way. A lot of people said, oh, he was wearing a face mask. There is no evidence that there was any face masks that was tested.
Okay. Well, plus, there were some eyewitnesses who described the shooter.
Yes, there were.
Okay.
So let's move on. We're going to move on to the Glock, because the Glock is the one that they said he used to kill himself in classroom 10. And it's interesting, too. It says swabbing of the handle of the Glock handgun was a mixture. He could be included as a contributor. Grip area of the side Glock handgun, he could be a contributor.
But he's not definitively identified as a contributor.
Right. The Glock handgun, the trigger of the Glock handgun, insufficient. The cartridge chamber of the Glock, insufficient. the Glock magazine. He says it's a mixture and he cannot be eliminated, which is weird. It's kind of a negative.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. If he can't be eliminated, then why is that? What is it? What evidence in that? What evidence do they have that says he can be included?
Right. So yeah. that's the gun that, remember, they had the hairs at the end of it. This is what he used to commit suicide, apparently.
Right.
But, you know, he's eliminated.
So he can't be definitively, even the gun that wasn't that he allegedly used, he cannot be definitively ID'd as having used it.
Right.
Wow.
And I mean,
wow.
For that, it's just odd that nobody is questioning the ballistics report.
Well, nobody's read it, Kelly, except for you. You're a unicorn.
So it says here in their final, it says firearms section, list of bullet evidence submitted for testing. Now, this is really, really, to me, it's the most important information out of the ballistics report because, you know, they're going to recover the bullets from the bodies. They're going to recover the bullets from the walls, the ceiling, wherever they can find bullets, they're going to try and recover them. And, you know, there's a casing for every bullet. There's a copper casing that the bullet is in, and it's on the floor. It shoots out of the gun. It lands on the floor. So this is what it says for the Bushmaster rifle, which is what Adam apparently used to kill all of the people at Sandy Hook. So it says Bushmaster rifle, 5.56 millimeter caliber bullets, bullet fragments, or jackets. No positive identification could be made to any of the bullet evidence submissions noted above in the 5.56 millimeter caliber. So this is important because they're saying that they collected nearly 150 bullets from the bodies, from the walls, ceilings, whatever. None of those were they able to match the striation within the barrel of the gun to these bullets.
Okay, because people need to know that when you shoot a bullet out of a gun, there's a
signature.
Yeah, there's a signature striation of the bullet that occurs as it's going through the barrel.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And you know, you see shows all the time on television where, you know, 20 years ago somebody was shot and they found the gun finally and they matched the bullet to this gun.
Right.
But they're saying in this report that no positive identification could be made for any of the bullets out of the Bushmaster.
Matching the gun that he allegedly used to kill those people.
Exactly.
Jesus. Okay, keep going.
What they said, though, was that because the casings, the copper casings that the bullets basically are inside of, they're on the floor, whatever, they collect them. They say that they match the gun, meaning these are the kind of bullets that go in this gun.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, those are the kind of bullets that go into all the guns that are of all Bushmaster guns.
Exactly.
And so that's not evidence.
Well, I could have shot that gun and picked up all those casings.
Right.
And thrown them on the floor and they would have gone, yeah, this matches this gun.
This matches Kelly's gun. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so that's why, irrelevant.
Well, that's why they rely on the bullet striation, the rifling out of the gun to match the bullet. And in this case, they don't. So it says, now let's move to the Glock, because again, these are the two guns that Adam used. He used the Bushmaster rifle, he used the Glock, and he used the .22 on his mother. But right now, we're just talking about the Bushmaster and the Glock at the school.
Okay.
So it says, the Glock, 10 millimeter caliber bullet fragments. No positive identification could be made during these examinations.
Oh my God.
So they can't make a positive identification on the bullets from the Glock either. I mean, what are the odds? You have hundreds of bullets. Literally, hundreds of bullets were collected, and they can't make a positive identification. You know, I guess anything's possible, but to me, it's...
How can that be possible?
It's worthy of review.
Anything is not possible, Kelly. Come on now.
It's worthy of somebody having a conversation about the ballistics in this case, and nobody has.
Yeah.
Okay? So then we'll go to the Sig Sauer. Now, he brought in a Sig Sauer handgun. And he brought with him in the trunk of the car a shotgun. There's no physical evidence with those because he didn't use them, so that's fine. And then it said, this is what's really interesting to me, after they did tried to do the comparison for the Bushmaster rifle, which is what he used in the school, and this is quote, an administrative decision was made with the division administration and the state's attorney's office not to conduct any further examinations by the firearm section at this time. In other words, because none of those bullets matched, there were 140, I think.
Nothing's matching, so we're quitting. We're not going to examine
anymore. We're not going to continue. We're not going to go any further because these don't match.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? I mean, again, and when I read this in the report, and I read it again, I went through the whole report again, I was like, wow. You know, I feel sad for the parents, but I also think, you know, they deserve some explanations.
Yes, they do.
For this.
Yes, they do. And anybody who has to drive a kid to school would like to know what really happened, because they don't want that happening in their school.
Yeah, it's just, it just seems like a big black hole as far as the ballistics, that no one in the media, none of the families, no one has brought up the fact that, the DNA, the fingerprints and the bullets, they're not positive for anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then we're going to talk here a little bit about, it says a direct comparative examination was made of the bullet fragments or bullet evidence in the following submission. Then they list, you know, like 117 separate individual items of evidence as far as the bullet fragments. These items are consisted of fragmented bullet jackets, bullets, and lead fragments. So again, remember, you have the copper casing with the lead bullet at the end. That's what flies out of the gun through the barrel. And it says, no positive identification could be made to any of the bullet evidence submissions noted above in the 5.56 millimeter caliber. The physical condition of the bullet jacket surfaces were severely damaged and corroded. Now, why were they corroded? I mean,
that's crazy.
Who handled this evidence?
And, well, how long did it take them to get to it?
They all lacked individual striated remarks, or striated marks of sufficient agreement for identification process.
So that those couldn't be used. All that could not be used for identification. Okay. Listen, we have to take a quick break. But before that, I just want to urge everybody to follow TNT Radio. We're on all the major social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gab, and Getter. Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
You should hear what Mike Ryan's talking about.
The ABN is not anti-vaccination, nor are they pro-vaccination. They are pro-choice. Meryl, thanks for joining us.
Mike, thank you so much for having me on again. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Dr. Tess Laurie says there's no evidence that these jabs will be beneficial for children. What do you think about that?
Well, it's absolutely the case. It's actually the case for anyone under the age of 30, because they are at such a low level of risk from a COVID infection, if that even is a thing, that the only thing they're actually at risk from is the risk of the jab, not at all from the risk of the infection. And infants and young children are known to not be at risk, and most of them have already had COVID and recovered from it. So, you know, there is no benefit for them. There is only risk.
Mike Ryan on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
A lot of people may not agree with us right now, but there may come a time when they actually have an issue that affects them, that they don't have the freedom to choose. And if we don't preserve it, we won't have it.
Get to see this for yourself.
We begin this new week with an extraordinary moment in our history. 18 days into this truck convoy, and the federal government invoked a security measure that goes beyond anything seen in this country in the last 50 years.
Banks will be told to freeze the accounts of anyone helping finance the protests. And the owners of vehicles jamming streets will be directly targeted.
Trucking for Freedom, Chapter 1, How We Got Here. Visit truckingforfreedom.com.
We wear the PPE and wade through the muck so you don't have to. Never miss our thought-provoking take on the latest news and current affairs. Take TNT Radio wherever you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio, or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's News Talk. This is TNT Radio.
We're back with investigative reporter Kelly O'Meara, probably the only reporter who has read the thousands of pages of the Connecticut State Police report on the Sandy Hook massacre, and she's talking about the ballistics evidence that eliminates Adam Lanza. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a lack of evidence, really, at this point. So what we just got through was saying that there was no positive identification could be made to any of the bullet evidence submissions noted in the above 5.56 millimeter caliber, which would be the Bushmaster rifle. Having said that, and this is their report, I'm reading from their report, they end it with, the Bushmaster rifle cannot be eliminated as having fired the 5.56 caliber bullet evidence examined. Even though they just said they can't match the bullets to the rifle, now they're saying, they end it by saying, but it can't be eliminated.
That's not legitimate.
It's interesting, right?
Well, that's not legitimate. It's almost like they want to say, oh, well, but, you know, we're not eliminating it, but we don't have any evidence to show that it was used.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So then you go to the Glock, and it says, this again, we're looking at the evidence for the bullets with the Glock, and it says, no positive identification could be made during these examinations. So in other words, they can't match the bullets with the Glock. So then we go to, it says there was no physical evidence presented of a fired bullet or a cartridge. Now, this is for the Sig Sauer that he didn't use. So that's
right.
They're right.
All right.
That's actually, you know, really good information. It's correct. He never used that gun. And the same thing for the shotgun. He never used the shotgun either. In fact, it was in the trunk of his car. Why he would bring it and not take it in, I don't know. But anyway, so it says basically there was no physical evidence in this caliber, the shotgun, for it to be identified. So then it says, this is where the administration decision was made in the state's attorney's office to not conduct any further testing of these bullets because, you know, nothing was matching the caliber. So it's kind of an interesting quandary.
Now, my question is, when nothing was matching, what final analysis did they come up with given everything that we have discussed? Did they say, you know, we cannot definitively connect Adam Lanza to this?
They definitively linked Adam Lanza to it. Definitively.
Based on what?
That's the official determination.
But based on what if this ballistics evidence doesn't show that? Based on what exactly?
That's just their official
report. Is that the big question? Based on what?
Well, again, they're looking at other evidence, which is really interesting. You bring that up because there were no cameras in the school working. We don't have any photographic evidence of Adam Lanza being in the school other than his dead body at the end of the day. Okay? Reportedly.
Have we seen
reportedly,
pictures of his dead body?
No, we haven't. But reportedly, that's the only evidence is his dead body being in room 10.
Okay.
Classroom 10. Because the cameras weren't working that day. Now, we have eyewitness reports, right, that said, oh, you know, this is what the guy looked like, tall, 6 foot, kind of skinny. But we have other identifications, too, where we have two children who identified Adam, the shooter, having a beard. You know, and Adam didn't have a beard.
Right.
Okay. Which is kind of interesting. In fact, one of the little kids said he looked like my dad. He had a beard. So I don't know. But what I'm saying is we don't have any physical evidence, any photographic evidence of Adam being in the school. However, on top of that, the ballistics information doesn't appear to support Adam shooting these guns. Least of all, the Bushmaster, including the, you know, Mark II that they said that he used on his mother, or the Glock. None of these weapons appear to have been handled by Adam. However, it adds another oddity because these guns belonged to Adam and his family. They had used them before. I mean, Adam was taught how to shoot as a child. So there should have been DNA. There should have been fingerprints.
Yeah.
You know, but instead, he's eliminated, which is, it's kind of odd. So,
well, it's weird, too, that there's no DNA whatsoever on the, you know, like the rifle butts and so on and so forth. I mean, that's weird, too, if they're family guns and so on.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's like you almost feel like they were wiped or something.
Right. And then you come upon the reports where we have the offender. So this is an interesting report. It says, This is a supplemental DNA report that came out after the first reports. It says the results eliminate Nancy Lanza and Adam Lanza as the source of the DNA profiles for both sides of the envelope flap. Again, this is this letter to the Sandy Hook kids. And also the 22 cartridges. Now, the 22 is what he apparently used to shoot his mother. He's eliminated.
Oh.
He's eliminated from having touched those cartridges. How does that happen? Then you have Nancy Adam and Adam Lanza are eliminated as contributors to the DNA profiles for the trigger of the rifle, the pistol grip, the shoulder stock of the rifle, the cartridge that was chambered in the gun, the feed area and side of magazine, cartridges from the magazine, and both sides of the Christmas card. They're eliminated. Their DNA was...
And let's be clear, that's for the gun that killed his mom.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's interesting. Now let's move to this Christmas card. It says the profiles, the DNA profiles from items 3G1, both sides of the envelope flap, it says, was searched. And also, not only just the Christmas card, the flap, but also the 22 cartridge. This is important. It says they were searched against the Connecticut and National DNA databases. On January 7th, 2013, a hit was obtained with the convicted offender DNA profile from New York State Police Investigation Center, DBNY10011106A.
So they know.
Well, they have somebody who's got that DNA. So you have to ask yourself, how did a convicted offender end up touching a personal item inside Adam's house and also the cartridge that was used in the gun that killed his mother? How did that happen? So it says there were no matching profiles.
Why is this guy not named or arrested or talked to or whatever?
I don't know. I read the report.
I just read the report.
You know, I've had this information for so long. And, you know, talked to you about it, you know,
yes,
a couple times. And with the Alex Jones trial just happening, and it just sort of gets to you, go, well, wait, you know, nobody's talking about the actual physical evidence. Forget all the videos that you can look at, and forget what the eyewitness witnesses even said. You know, you're looking at physical evidence that doesn't link Adam Lanza to shooting his mother.
But you know what? It also raises the question, Kel, based on what did they say, based on what evidence are they saying that Adam Lanza did this?
Well, this is my argument from years ago after the report came out. I mean, where...
Meanwhile, there's no video of what went on.
No.
Now, again, I'm not raising questions about whether kids did or didn't die in there, okay?
So absolutely.
I don't want anybody getting their knickers in a twist, but were death certificates...
Well, sure, there are deaths. There should be death certificates of the kids and the teachers who were killed. But, you know, again, those are private. I don't even know if anybody... You know, I often wonder, did Alex Jones's attorneys even request the death certificates?
Should they have?
I think they should have. If it was my trial, I would have.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I know that the judge refused a lot of the evidence for him to be allowed in his trial.
I wonder what evidence he was going to present, frankly. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll do a show on that at some point, but I'm very curious to know what evidence he was going to present, because what we're looking at is evidence that raises the question. It doesn't raise the question about whether or not the children were killed, but it raises the question about whether or not Adam Lanza...
killed him.
...was the killer.
Yeah.
Okay, and if... And this is their... These are official reports.
This is the official report
that
on
the
Sandy
official
Hook
report.
Shooting.
Okay, so if this is the official report, I'm still wondering what evidence they used, Because if ballistics evidence, and ballistics evidence, that's bottom line evidence right there. That's here. This fingerprint was on this gun. This bullet matched that gun. That gun was used, and this guy's fingerprints were on it. You know, that's what you would expect to find when you nail somebody.
Well, look,
for being the shooter.
I don't know. You know, Peter Lanza, Adam's father, I often wonder, you know, did you read the report, Pete? You know, did you go through this report?
Well, I think Mr. Lanza is a man with a lot of extraneous pressures on him. And sometimes reading the report, you know, would not be the best thing for him, because I'm sure he just wants to live in peace right now.
But sure, and I get that. But again, we're having trials now, you know, 15 years later, where people are being sued for big money.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that if Alex Jones, first of all, you know, Alex Jones is an interesting guy because, you know, he's loved and hated in equal measure by people. And I'm not saying that Alex Jones, that everything that Alex Jones has put out has been the truth, but Alex Jones has been out ahead on a lot of stories. A lot of stories he's been out ahead of people. And
yes, he has.
You know, he deserves to be able to at least defend himself, even if his defense in the end is, you know, is not convincing. He on this thing, he was out ahead of everybody asking the questions.
Right.
And clearly, after looking at this report that you're talking about today, questions really need to be asked.
I think so. And this, like I said, this is not hearsay. This isn't not, you know, this eyewitness saw this and this eyewitness saw that. This is the evidence. This is the fingerprints. This is DNA on the weapons that are reportedly used in this shooting. And Adam is eliminated. Like, here we go. These are the results of the DNA for Nancy and Adam Lanza as the source of the DNA profiles for the handle area of the rifle that was used on her. The rifle that was used on Nancy, right?
Yeah.
They're eliminated. Adam is eliminated. How is that possible? I just don't understand.
So again,
and the driver's exterior and front doors don't have Adam's DNA. How did he open the door and get in and drive to the school? It has to be there. Or how did he do it? I don't know. You know, again, but these are the questions that I think that people should be looking at. You know, I'm a former reporter for the Washington Times Insight magazine. And, you know, when I was covering a story like this, you know, you have to do a lot of research. You know, you really do. You have to stay on top of it. You have to wait for this report to come out. You know, surprisingly, this came out fairly quickly. But you have to sit down and read thousands of pages. And a lot of reporters, most reporters, unfortunately, I hate to say this, are very lazy. They want it given to them nice and easy.
They want an official source to give them what they need to know and report.
Right.
And the problem is, in these types of situations, your official report, the person that you're going to base your report on, your official source, is going to lie to you.
Well, it's worse than that. What they're going to do is they're going to take the summary. There's a summary. And they're going to just write whatever the summary says. Oh, yeah, he took the Bushmaster in there and he shot all the kids.
Is that what the summary says here in this report?
Sure. Yeah, that's the official version. He went to the school, he killed his mother in the morning, got in the car.
Wait a second, Kelly. They present all this evidence of him not being connected to those to those guns.
No, not him not being connected. What they're saying is the bullets don't match the rifling of the gun. But they're not eliminating that it could be the gun.
But that doesn't make sense.
Okay, I'm just saying this is their official report.
No, but Kelly, let's just talk like hard evidence. If you're saying that the striations don't match the gun, then those bullets didn't come from that gun, right?
Well, what they're saying is they can't get the striations. They're saying that these bullets were so damaged and corroded They were not able to pull any striations off the bullets, so they couldn't match it to the barreling of the gun, the rifling and the barrel of the gun. So
now how credible is it?
I don't know. You know,
how credible is it that
117 bullets?
Yeah.
I find that extremely odd that they couldn't get one, that all of them, they were unable to get any striation off of any of those. I just find it very odd. I mean, what are the odds?
And by the way, Kelly is not just an investigative reporter. She knows guns.
Okay. Well, I shoot recreationally and competitively sporting clays.
Okay.
But that's the different thing. But I do know that you do have rifling in the barrel of this Bushmaster. And for them to come back and say, you know, we're stopping at 117 bullets. We're stopping there because we can't get any striation. That's odd.
Well, how many more bullets were there?
There were more, and they just stopped. Because they didn't
want... You know, they did that with TWA. When they kept getting these hits, they kept getting these positive hits of explosives on the fuselage.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they just said... You know what? We're not testing anymore for this. We've had too many false positives. But in this case, they actually documented that there were no matches.
Yes.
So that's very interesting. We have to take a quick break. And before we do, I just want to tell you, dear audience, that if you have a suggestion for a possible guest or host that you'd like to hear on TNT Radio or a topic that you feel we should discuss, then we want to hear from you. Simply complete the suggestion form on the TNT Radio website. Help us make a difference on TNT Radio.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
In case anyone is still unclear about what is meant by the deep state or the DC swamp, consider this. Federal magistrate Bruce Reinhardt, who signed off on the FBI's warrant request so that it could send 36 jackbooted thugs marching through Mar-a-Lago Monday and rifling Melania's closet, had to recuse himself from the Trump versus Hillary Clinton civil suit back in June. Judges have to recuse themselves from cases where either there's a conflict of interest or an inherent bias against one of the parties. So he had to recuse himself in June, but in August he's competent to sign a search warrant for the president's private residence? That's grounds for impeachment, and it's grounds for disbarment. Meanwhile, Eric Holder was out Monday telling lies about President Trump and justifying this search warrant. Make no mistake, Joe Biden is not running the country. This is Obama's third administration. Trump 47 needs to be much more ruthless than Trump 45 ever was. No more deep staters in high positions. Looking at you, Christopher Wray, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. No more, these are nice people, I'd hate to see them get hurt. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Gloves off, Mr. President. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org from Women's Heart Alliance in partnership with Women Heart.
Freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of choice, freedom of assembly, freedom of health. The voice of freedom is TNT Radio.
We're back with investigative reporter Kelly O'Meara, and we're talking about the Sandy Hook school shooting. We're talking about the thousands plus page Connecticut State Police report that she reviewed. She's the only journalist who's ever reviewed it. We're talking about the ballistics evidence and the conclusions. So what do you have as a conclusion that they have stated in their report, Kel?
Well, again, you know, we have to go back to there are really three guns that were involved in this day at Sandy Hook. The 22 rifle that was used to kill his mother, which both Adam and his mother have been eliminated as contributors for any DNA and fingerprints. We then have the swabbing, the DNA swabbings that were done on the .22 caliber cartridges that were used in the .22. And again, Adam and Nancy both were eliminated. We have Nancy and Adam are eliminated as contributors for the trigger on the rifle, the pistol grip, the shoulder stock, the cartridge that was chambered, the feed area of the side magazine, the cartridges from the magazine. They're all eliminated for that. And in fact, the only hit that they had was from a convicted offender, a DNA profile for a convicted offender in New York. They have his number, the number of the investigation. And they're going to search that periodically, let us know who that was.
I'm not asking you to speculate, but I am asking, what other evidence could there be that would positively indicate, if they cannot match any of the ballistics, which is, that's huge, that's so bottom line, ballistics evidence. But what else? I mean, eyewitnesses, you and I both know, an investigation begins with the hard evidence, with the forensic evidence. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is, with the eyewitness accounts dovetail with the forensic evidence. The eyewitness accounts, and they might direct you to evidence, but they're not the first line of what you would use to come to a conclusion about who did this. So my question is, what could they possibly be using?
Well, again, it's, I don't, that's a good question. Now that you bring it, you know, you put it to me that way, it's like, what is the evidence? I mean, the evidence is Nancy Lanza is dead in her bed. Adam Lanza's car is in front of the school. Adam Lanza's dead body is in room 110.
Yeah, but she's dead in her bed. That doesn't mean that's only evidence that she's dead. That's not evidence that Adam killed her.
Well, it's almost like they deduced, okay, who lived with Nancy? Adam. Who has keys to the car? Adam. I don't know. You know, I don't know. All I know is
that... Yeah, but that's all circumstantial compared to...
Of course.
...what you're talking about.
I mean, to me, the physical evidence has some serious, serious holes in it. And the fact that it's never been reviewed... Never.
Yeah.
By anyone.
Yeah.
Is shocking to me.
Well, it is shocking.
Especially with the Bushmaster rifle. The rifle that was used to kill the kids, right?
Right.
To me, to say that there are no fingerprints on that gun is a huge piece of information that no one has ever discussed. How is it possible to say that Adam Lanza did this if his fingerprints aren't on that gun? Now think of it. That day at the school, here's a kid who's 6 foot tall.
Right.
He weighs a whole 130 pounds. He's carrying 30 pounds worth of ammo and guns. I mean, he's huffing and puffing, just carrying the stuff, okay, given how thin he was. I mean, he was almost anorexic, right?
Right.
So they're saying this kid's not sweating. You know, this is like a walk in the park to go in and, you know, and just and blow everybody away. I mean, I just find that very odd. The fact that there just are no fingerprints or DNA on the Bushmaster is just really hard to accept.
It's not just that. On top of that, they have DNA from somebody in a prison, and nobody in the public, no press reports, have ever either mentioned him or said, okay, who is this guy?
And how did his DNA and fingerprints get on that evidence inside the Lanza's house? Because his fingerprints, okay, those are the ones they're talking about on the .22 caliber cartridge. It's the .22 rifle that was used to kill Nancy. Those are the ones that are identified by an offender in New York State. So you go, okay, who is he? How did he get out? How did he get his fingerprints on these cartridges, right? It's insane. And nobody seemed like this was an important thing to follow up on. Nobody in the police department in Connecticut thought, well, let's check this guy out. How could he have gotten his hands on those? How could he have gotten his hands on the Christmas card addressed to the Sandy Hook, you know, elementary school? This offender.
So, yeah. Yeah. But why is this not out in the public?
Because the press are lazy. They don't want to read.
So let me ask you something. You're, as an investigative reporter, you've gone through this thing. Mm. You've reviewed it. You've given us the information that you've given us. So now, what would you do? What would you do?
As a reporter, I would have written about this.
No. What would you do now? And also, what would you do if you were Alex Jones? Because Alex Jones is on the hot seat for, you know...
Well, I've actually tried to get in touch with Alex Jones.
Oh, you
his,
have?
His attorneys.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you want
to
tell them?
I would like to, you know, provide them with this information in the event that, you know, lawyers don't always read every page of these reports. Maybe they don't even know this exists. You know, I'd say, hey, here's where you find it. These are the page numbers. Take a look. Because this is real physical evidence.
Well, okay. So I'm going to just, the reptilian brain is speaking right now. And the reptilian brain is saying, here's a guy who's not going to pay millions of dollars for perpetrating the hoax of... Saying it's a hoax. And he's, you know, it's a defamation trial. He's hurt the families. He's exposed the families to dangers because people are threatening them or whatever because, you know, people believe when he says it's a hoax. Okay, so the reptilian brain is saying, all right, so now we have a situation here where the official reports themselves eliminate Adam Lanza on all this ballistic evidence. Mm-hmm. So the question is, if that's the case, mm-hmm. Then who shot those kids? And if that's the case, I would like to see the, I'm sorry, I would not like to expose it to the public, but if my butt were on the line for saying it was a hoax, mm-hmm. I don't know what evidence Alex Jones has, but I would say, you know, please show me the death certificates. Please show me the evidence, if there's photographic evidence of their deaths. Mm-hmm. Please give it to my lawyer to review. I don't want to see it. Give it to my lawyer.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. Alex Jones has said, okay, he actually never said it was a hoax. I think that that's not completely accurate. But what he needs to say is, you know, the evidence doesn't support Adam Lanza being the shooter. So who was the shooter?
Yeah, but...
Again,
that's...
Who was the shooter?
Yeah, but again, I'm speaking from the reptilian brain only, because I'm saying who was the shooter?
Well, if Adam's not the shooter, there's a hoax there. It's a lie.
Yes,
it's not
exactly.
A hoax, it's a lie.
Well, it's... Yeah, it's
so
a lie.
Who was the shooter?
Right.
Let's look at your own physical evidence. Your own physical evidence is saying... Adam Lanza's fingerprints and DNA aren't on that evidence. Those bullets don't match that gun.
God, this is so heavy. I just can't believe this.
So let's take a look at it. Maybe they can clarify with their evidence. I don't know. But I think it's worthy of review. I'm all for that. Let's have a conversation about this evidence or lack thereof. Because if Adam Lanza's DNA and fingerprints on these guns and the bullets don't match the barrel of the gun, that's a problem.
We'll be back on the other side.